The Interior Department is still considering reducing the size of a number of national monuments. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke earlier this month recommended no changes to Grand Canyon Parashant National Monument, but a few others in Arizona are still under consideration, including Ironwood National Forest National Monument, where my next guest attended a recent rally. Brandon Loomis covers the environment for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. And Brandon, what did you find when you spoke with folks at the Tucson Area Monument?
Well, this was a rally of sorts, or press conference, that Representative Grijalva had organized to support the monument and keep it as a monument because it's under review to be potentially downsized or eliminated by the administration. And so there were a number of advocates there who of course, were not having it. But there were also people who are from Tucson who grew up hiking out there, love the area, and have, they've seen a lot of places closer to town that they used to hike in, sort of bulldozed under, and one of them told me that he's a cactus hugger. and so these were people who are concerned that public lands that have been set aside for recreation, for preservation of wildlife and plants and so on will disappear.
Was it a concern of the loss of maybe some of those species or some of just the open space, or a concern about losing a place to go hiking or a place to sort of be out in the wilderness?
It's all of that. I think for some of the residents that I talked to, it was more about just being out there in nature. For some of the people who have spent time there working out at the monument, volunteering their time, they wanted to remain a place where what they've done counts, you know.
Now, a little while ago, the paper commissioned a survey looking at sort of how people felt about this kind of issue as far as preserving open space, but also, you know, looking at the economy and jobs. And the numbers are a few months old at this point, but can you sort of go through what the general feeling was among Arizonans as it relates to this issue?
We didn't ask specifically about monuments. We asked about protecting land and parks, preserves, forests, and open spaces, and it was essentially unanimous that people found this to be important. 70-some percent found that they were very important to the quality of life in Arizona. Only 3% didn't. And interestingly, more than two-thirds would prioritize environmental protection of these lands and of the air and water over economic development, over jobs, basically.
How should one reconcile that with the stances of many members of the Arizona congressional delegation who are on board, certainly, with the review of these national monuments, some of whom have called for certainly downsizing or outright eliminating them altogether?
Yeah, it is an interesting juxtaposition of apparent public opinion and our politics in the state. There are several members of the delegation who signed a letter to the administration actually calling for elimination of four national monuments, including Ironwood Forest within Arizona. And, you know, the reasons they give are local control, basically. They also talked about jobs, basically that a monument eliminates the possibility to mine, for one thing. At this rally down at Ironwood Forest, you know, there were trucks rumbling by because there's a decorative rock quarry right up the road from there, and it was grandfathered. It was before the monument was created, but you know, you can imagine that there would be more of that kind of activity there if it weren't a monument. So these are the kinds of things that that were on their minds when they argued to eliminate the monuments. And I think in these western states, interior western states that are so heavily public lands, there's commonly this tension between the urban population centers and rural areas that might be more inclined to make a living on the land in one way or another.
Based on your reporting, do you get the sense that maybe Ironwood Forest could be a model for other national monuments in the sense that there is this protected space, but there is also some economic activity going on not that far from there? I mean, is there a middle ground? Is there room for all of it in these spaces?
Well, you know, there is, in fact, a large metals mine just, I mean, it's, I believe it was in view of where we were standing when this event was happening, just across the valley there. There's clearly a lot of public land around and patented land around the monument that is being used for economic development. How important, 140, something like that, thousand acres of federal land that are protected in the monument. How important those might be to economic development, I couldn't say, but clearly there's a lot of economic development happening around it.
Brandon Loomis writes about the environment for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Brandon, thanks a lot.
Thank you.